Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Water. Today we talked to Alden about the risk of drinking the wrong water and the health benefits of drinking the right water from the right sources. Like most of the stereotypical consumer American, sometimes we'll spend $20, $40, $80 on a flask or a water bottle, but do we rarely think where the water we're putting in there comes from? And is it good for us? It's amazing that some water actually is poisonous in small percentages. Alden and I also talk about the benefits of drinking more water when on your medications and or working out. Along with eating well and exercising, how much you hydrate or get dehydrated is just as important to stay healthy. And full disclosure, Alden has worked for a private water company for about 3 years to understand the science behind water to help you understand the health benefits. Our show notes will have the individual topics you can jump to, and hope you stay for my wrap-up at the very end. So let's go right to the interview, and I will see you afterwards.
Perfect. All right. Mr. Alden, welcome to Crooked Spine Show. This is our episode. I want to talk to you about your water and why your water actually is in this field now for about 3 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay. With this, we all drink water. I use my canteen. People use water bottles all the time for one, two. They go expensive. They go cheap. I take this one to the gym because no one's going to steal this, right?
Yeah,
this is a simple metallic canteen. We've been in water for probably drinking bottled water for about at least maybe 15 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Just thinking in my head. Why did we start that? What was the push toward bottled water versus drinking faucet water?
You know, when I actually did my research and I started to look back at the history of bottled water and the entire industry, you're looking at about the 80s.
Go ahead.
The 80s is when it became really popular. Prior to that, it was actually a luxury thing. It was actually a status thing.
You know? Like Peligro, like the...
It was just like, if you were caught walking around with a water bottle, it was kind of like you getting caught walking with the first cell phone type of thing.
Wow, that guy. Know? That girl.
And it became a huge industry. It became much more, you know, convenient. So back in the 70s, early 80s, you ask for a bottle of water, they have no idea what you're talking about.
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Was water bad then or bad quality? If there's a way to term that, back in the 70s and 80s, or has water become worse over time?
In my opinion, I believe that water...
You've done the research, you know...
I've done tons of research on the bottled water industry. One thing that really surprised me was that the bottled water industry is actually less regulated than tap water and municipal city water. So just to give you guys an idea, municipal tap water, city water, whatever city you live in, by regulation needs to be tested several times a week. Bottled water industry needs to be tested once a week, right? So they test in the beginning of the week, and then you have millions and millions and millions of gallons going into these containers every single week untested. So I believe what happened was the quality and the contamination just started to get out of control because of such a large demand. I mean, now you're looking at all of America using several billion plastic toxic water bottles every single year.
And that's the thing is we're being charged, which upset me about, I think, four or five years ago, is why am I getting charged a CRV charge?
CRV charge.
Every time I buy something that's plastic or even glass too, but it makes sense because now you're putting more waste out there and you're causing more waste versus before we took a cup, put it under the sink, and drank our water.
Yeah.
What is contaminating the water right now? What is the contaminants?
So, I mean, a lot of people got freaked out when they heard about this whole Flint, Michigan crisis, right? Yeah. I'm not sure if, you know, all you viewers have heard about this. Erin Brockovich, okay? She's, you know, famous. Yeah, she's famous in the United States. They did a movie on her with Julia Roberts. And she was on The Tonight Show with Stephen Colbert talking about this Flint, Michigan water crisis, right? So she said what's sad is that most people in the United States think it's just Flint, Michigan. This is happening on a national scale in every big city you could possibly think of, right? So I feel like as time went by, the contaminants are coming from things such as pesticides.
Yes.
They're coming from antibiotics in the livestock. They're coming from just runoff, just a lot of contamination. They're even finding traces of dozens of prescription medication in there. I mean, the list goes on. Not to mention the fluoride, the chlorine, chloramine, lead, arsenic, rust.
So it's actually increasing over time, realistically, in our water system versus it should be technology, I would assume, should be diluting that or at least taking it out of the water.
Exactly. And I mean, one of the biggest things that you're going to find in a lot of the city municipal tap water today and what they're also finding in their bottled water is lye, L-Y-E, okay? Mm-hmm. And that is actually, I did research on it, it's actually the number one ingredient in a lot of soaps, detergents. It's also the number one ingredient in rat poison. So we're finding this stuff in the water that we're drinking.
And how does it get in there?
Like I said, it's so unregulated or loosely regulated that a lot of the stuff just ends up falling into there, like contamination. And then another one that they're finding big traces of is, of course, the plastic that the water is in. You know, most people think that this water has been in this water bottle for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. That's at least what I thought. Yeah. But, I mean, you're looking at Reader's Digest and a lot of other articles talking about your water sitting in these containers for upwards of 3 to 8 months, right? And for all you Fiji or Evian drinkers.
I love that stuff.
Right?
Everybody
buys it. It's expensive. It has to be better, right? But consider the fact that these waters are actually coming from outside the United States. So let me just paint the picture for you. First, it has to be on a boat.
Yeah.
And then on the train, and then on the truck, and then in the warehouse, and then on the shelf, and then you take it home and you're like, ooh, fresh water. But you have no idea that that water has been sitting in there for at least 1.5 to 2 years.
Well, why does water in a plastic bottle become a concern? What does the water do to the bottle?
That's a good question. So the biggest concern is this, and we've all known this on a deeper level from, you know, elementary school, middle school. Water is a solvent. Meaning anything it comes in contact with, it will dissolve, it will absorb, right? So if you have this oil-based plastic that this water is sitting in for such a long time, it's going to start to dissolve and absorb it. And that plastic material is going to start leaching into the water that you're bringing home to you and your family. So one of the big concerns right now is BPA. Right? Everybody's like, well, what is BPA? What does BPA-free mean?
Yeah.
BPA is biphenyl A, okay? It's a carcinogen. If you guys don't know what a carcinogen is, that means it causes cancer, right?
Cancer-causing. Yeah.
You know, that's the stuff that you want to stay away from. And your water, most of it is sitting in BPA plastic for several months. That can't be good for you. So they're now doing a lot of research linking it to being the number one cause of breast cancer, especially in women, because BPA, biphenyl A, that chemical is toxic. It tends to settle in and around the breast, right?
Well, the fat cells, for one, too, in the body, so it sits there and it can mutate, for one, too, to cause a mutation in the cells to cause more cancer.
Exactly. And the problem with it is a lot of people, you know, they bring their, you know, plastic water bottles to work, whether it's Dasani or Aquafina or Costco, whatever it is, you put it into your cup holder and then you go into work. 6 to 8 hours later, you come back, especially on a hot day, that plastic has been sitting in your car baking and it's all just leaching into the water.
So the heat of a hot summer, especially with Rancho, live in Upland, summers get hot in my sense. So the heat actually makes it dissolve the plastic faster.
Yes. Yes, okay. Absolutely. Okay. And
my wife told me this, but I didn't believe her. But now I believe her. Sorry, babe.
So it's just incredible, you know, because of how much research is starting to come out because of this plastic that your water is sitting in. I mean, drink different waters. You can taste the difference. You can taste the plastic, you know. So that's one of the big concerns right now. That's exactly why a lot of people. I mean, I consider myself a water freak. I've been studying I've been studying water
good.
For.
We need some free stuff.
You know,
we need water experts.
And it's because there's things that you know, there's things that you don't know, and then there's things that you don't know you don't know, right? That's big for me. So I started to do a lot of research on water, and just the stuff that I was just uncovering was just blowing me away. So that's why we talk a lot about the containers that you have your water in are really important.
So instead of being a plastic container taking Dasani to work, putting in my car, taking it home, refilling it, or at work too, what should I be using?
One thing,
as a travel mug or travel water.
Traveling, you know, on the go, you want to stay away from BPA, all right? So if you're going to use a plastic, I mean, this right here, this one that I use for my water, as you can tell, it's dark. And if you knock on it, right, it's a hard plastic, right? So that's not actually going to leach into your water.
Why wouldn't it leach?
Right, because it's a different type
the density?
Of plastic. Yeah,
okay.
It's BPA free. It doesn't contain
okay.
that
chemical.
Okay,
as long as
it
says BPA free, that point,
BPA
wherever
free,
you buy
right.
it, that point you're going to know it's not going to dissolve in your water.
Exactly. So this is a good one to use as well.
Okay.
And it's also, Tony, the fact is that this water has been in here for about 1 hour, one to two hours, as compared to sitting in there for months before you and your family drink it.
Yeah.
Another one is glass, right? Glass is also really good for your water as well. And I like to use dark colors, of course, because, you know, the sunlight, the heat, all that stuff. And then another one, which is what you're using as well, is thermos. I've learned that the best thing, as far as metals go for storing your water, copper.
Okay.
Copper, yeah.
Is there any bad metal to store your water in?
Anything that's going to leach, anything that's going to rust,
okay?
Because you mix water with certain metals, it will rust, right? So you want to stay away from those. But as far as copper goes, I mean, in India, they've been using copper for storing water for such a long time.
Oh.
So they're talking about a bunch of health benefits just drinking copper water in general. Talking about like hemoglobin synthesis and a whole bunch of other things. Not only that, but copper is a good conductor. So if you have good water that actually has good minerals, electrolytes, it's negatively charged, or maybe it has antioxidants in it, it's really going to help to contain that.
Well, it makes your body oxidize more too with a 2+ cation of copper, because I'm a chemistry freak a little bit. Okay. So a lot of it is allows your body to actually get the oxygen from the blood into the actual system that you want in the function of your body, maybe your liver, maybe your kidney, maybe your organs. So a lot of it is when we talk about, in my sense, water with my patients, is are you drinking enough? But a lot of it is, as you talked about a second ago too, I don't believe a lot of the news stuff out because it's very superficial. I want to do my own research. So when someone says we should drink more water, that's fine, but where do I buy it from? Where do I get it from? And how do we make sure it's quality water? That's why I'm meeting with Alden, to make sure we understand it as a doctor, as patients, as people, my followers, from one to Alden's followers too, is how do you get people understand we need quality water. How do we get it, and what should we focus on when we look at quality? What are we looking for? Is it a company? Is it a brand? What are we looking for when you look at quality water?
So in terms of quality of water, you know, I've learned over the past 2 to 3 years that not all water is created equally, right? You have several different sources.
Well, there's a source of the water, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you have
from there. How is it filtered? How does it not get stuck with a bunch of medications in there or lye or whatever it is. How do
so,
we
so what you want to stay away from, of course, is the bottled, the tap, and especially the reverse osmosis. Okay. Really quick to touch on that one.
I love that stuff.
Reverse osmosis.
Kidding.
You've heard about it, right?
Heard
so
it.
Everybody and their mothers thinks that reverse osmosis is
That's
the best
key.
Water. They think it's the best water that you can drink. But I did a lot of research and reverse osmosis didn't actually hit the homes until the 70s. This technology was actually created to desalinate seawater to freshwater.
Oh, okay.
It was not designed for home use. It was not designed for drinking water. The process, the end result, is really acidic water that is completely stripped of all the good, healthy minerals in it.
Yes.
Completely stripped of all the electrolytes. So what you have at the end is water that's acidic, that speeds up the oxidation process of the body, as well as it being just... you know, the thing is chlorine, chloramine, a lot of these, you know, arsenic, a lot of these things are molecularly smaller than water itself.
Yes.
So if reverse osmosis uses a membrane to filter the water, a lot of those things are left behind. So in the end, you're getting stripped of the healthy minerals and electrolytes, but it's leaving behind all the stuff that you don't want in your body, right? So to answer your question, what I've found after all my research is this stuff called Kangen water. Kangen water, Kangen water, some people call it Kangen.
Tomato, tomato,
right? So what is incredible is I actually learned that the word Kangen in Japanese actually means return to origin, right? So that's the type of water that we're talking about here. I'm not talking like miracle, magic water, anything like that, but this technology, this water technology has actually been used in Japanese hospitals for over 4 decades now. That blew my mind. Okay, because I was a skeptic, but I wasn't going to be ignorant. They've been using this in Japanese hospitals for over 4 decades now. And the crazy thing is the Japanese are the number one longest living people in the world, right?
Amazing.
So this water is really important. They understand that not all water is created equally. So you have water that has three main properties that is really good for the body, right? The first one is antioxidants. You know, don't take my word for it. You can go look at, you know, Dr. Oz, Dr. Shinya. There's so many people.
Google it.
Google
it. That?
Yeah. Google antioxidants and
yeah.
what it does for the body. I mean, why are people telling you to drink green tea? You know, drinking your vitamin C.
Vitamin C, huge.
Orange juice. You're talking about blueberries, acai berries,
yeah.
all this stuff.
People
right?
spend hundreds of dollars on those things, and I realize drinking bad water, so now I've negated all that benefit. You're doing reverse osmosis, like Lam was talking about. At that point, you're making your body even worse.
Yeah.
So if the number one thing we should be doing every day is drinking water as a way to hydrate our body, get our body to stay healthy, if we're doing these other things that are costing us, in my sense, point, because I have like four or five kids, at that point, I want to focus on how do I focus on just the basics. Okay, I need good water first, maybe Kangen or something else. At that point, then I get into other things. How do I get my minerals and vitamins every day? Through my water, through my foods, through what I eat. So realize with that and by working out, you're breaking down the free radicals so you can actually have less antioxidants. At that point, you keep your body healthy. And that's my key with Aldrin is how do we do things here and there simplistically without burning ourselves out or breaking our bank? So our
yeah.
body can stay healthy and knowing the right things.
I love it.
I don't listen to news. I just my thing. Okay?
I know.
I go to who's the expert in here. I want to learn from them. I want to learn from them. On my show, I have personal trainers, gym owners, yoga instructors, someone who does detoxes too. I want to learn what they're doing simplistically so over time, you as a person can understand, okay, how to live a simple life, do simple things, my body stays healthy without burning myself out or burning my bank.
I love
okay.
it. And you know what? I like that you said that. I learned this from a holistic nutritionist, okay? Travels
yes.
all over the world consulting holistic natural doctors. And he says, look, the best thing you could possibly put into your body is water with antioxidants, water that's alkaline, and water that's microclustered. The fancy terminology.
What does that mean?
It means it's tiny. It's smaller water. It actually gets into your cells and it hydrates your body on a cellular level. So learning about Kangen water, I learned that this water, like one, has
yes.
antioxidants, right? That's really important.
Good.
The second one is that it's alkaline, right? Again, don't take my word for it, but anything that's alkaline promotes health in the body.
Well, and not to stop you, but when I did the detox interview too, a lot of it is when you do detox foot bath, a lot of it is they use a machine to alkaline the water so it draws out all the acidic toxins and metals
exactly.
in your body. So that makes sense to me, where your pH of your body is important to maintain.
Balance.
And when you have inflammatory foods such as heavy fats, heavy grease, and
uh-huh.
heavy meats, your body becomes very acidic. I'm assuming,
absolutely.
Correct? Is
absolutely.
That right?
Absolutely.
Okay. My kids question on this, so I want to make sure they know. So at that point, we want to reverse that with better foods, better water for one, too, and better things for our body, so our state is more alkaline, which is a healthier state.
Absolutely. And a big thing, you know, the buzzwords right now are diet and exercise. They're all looking at what
holidays.
They can eat,
yeah.
you know. But what I learned is that there's nothing in your diet regimen or your daily routine that you can change that's easier than the water that you drink.
You can drink it no matter what, right?
You're going to drink it no matter what. Everybody in the world drinks water, so
yeah.
why not drink the best water, right? So that's another one. So it's alkaline, meaning it will flush all this acid, toxic waste out of your body.
And how does it do that? Does it do it through your organs? Is it through your liver, your kidneys?
So we'll detox. So one thing that you notice when you start to drink this water is you won't feel bloated. You won't feel full. That's the third property. It's microclustered. It's tiny water. So if you guys can think back to the last time you drank water. Maybe it's Dasani or Aquafina. Maybe it's even Voss or Fiji. If you chug the water, you get really full. You get really bloated.
Yeah.
You feel sloshy. I remember my grandma used to tell me, don't drink too much water before you go swimming or else you what?
Or working out
yeah,
or running, whatever it is too.
Running, you know, competitions. My coach used to tell me, don't drink too much water
yeah.
before your tournament, right? It's because that type of water is too big. It can't get into the body.
It doesn't absorb.
Think about this. Imagine a chain link fence, okay? Think about a chain link fence. Marbles and BBs are going to pass right through that fence so easily into your body, right? But other waters like baseballs or softballs with that same fence, a lot of them are going to get blocked back, so it can't really get into your cells. Your cells are like a membrane.
Yeah, it goes through your esophagus and through your stomach, through your intestines. There's different absorption material in there or walls, like I was talking about, that absorb it faster or slower.
Absolutely.
And if you drink too much water, urinate right away, you're actually pushing your minerals and vitamins outside your body even faster versus absorbing the water, which allows your body to actually that overall benefit of having a higher function of your actual organs.
Yes. So the function of our organs, that functionality is specifically for a few things. Hydration, detoxification as well. It's used for expelling all the acid waste out of your body.
Exactly.
So one of the things that you notice when you drink this water is you will detox for sure. That's one of the biggest things is, you know, some people are alarmed. They're like, hey, why am I going pee so much? It's because when you drink this water, it's going to be flushing out all these toxins you had no idea were there. You know, one time I gave it to this lady and she's like, oh, I don't want any more. Thanks. I'm okay. I'm like, okay. So you'd rather have all that stuff sitting inside of you. You want this water to flush all that stuff out, right?
And it's tough because if you're a senior, especially say 65 or over, something like that, or have medical conditions, sometimes you don't want to go to the bathroom all the time, especially if you're in public. But realize when you're taking medications, especially as a senior, and to go to more the medical route too, medications will dehydrate your body. That's why become constipation, dehydration is the number one thing with side effects of those things. Your doctor won't tell you, hey, drink more water. They'll tell you take more iron to make your body more, to flush everything out. The problem with that is now you make your body more depleted in minerals, vitamins over time. So the goal is, if you're a senior, how do you drink enough water certain times a day? That would regulate when you're going to the bathroom. So you may have to go once, twice at night. But while you have to do that, your body stay healthy. That's the key.
Really quickly, I wanted to touch on that really quick because, I learned this from a holistic nutritionist. And he says, look, you know, if you fall off a roof or break your bone or something, go see a doctor, by all means. But if you
medical doc, not a chiropractor.
Yeah.
Don't do anything.
If you have a medical issue such as like a what would you call it?
Like an allergy or a...
No, I just had the word right now. Anyway, if you're talking about like diabetes, arthritis,
yes.
cancer, any autoimmune disease
yes,
such
autoimmune.
As that, right? The last thing you want to do is go see a doctor, right? Because all he's going to do is drug you up. Now,
people don't know that, though.
Yeah.
To realize being a lot of it is they'll drug you up to make you feel better, but not fix the cause of why you're having that autoimmune disease.
Yeah. So one big thing, and really pay attention to this part, okay, is there's so many thousands of drugs in the world in circulation right now. And they all have three things in common, which is one thing that Tom just said.
That, yeah.
One thing is that they all make you more acidic, all of them. And if most human disease is caused by too much acidity in the body, acidosis, right, that's the last thing you want. The second one is that they all make you more toxic. They're all foreign. They're man-made. These are just chemicals put into a pill form, and you pop them every single day, not really thinking about that, right? So one, more acidic. Two, they make you more toxic. The last one is what Tony just said. They all make you more dehydrated. Everybody wonders why they keep getting the headaches, the migraines. They're not able to sleep at night. They feel fatigued.
Because you have a lack of medication. That's the problem, right?
Yeah. Hydration. Look, so, people talk about real estate. The magic word is location, location,
yes.
location, right? When you're talking about true health and wellness in the body, the magic word is hydration, hydration, hydration. It fights It fights the inflammation. It fights all that stuff, right? So that's the big one.
One of the lot is going to be, how do you look at health differently? How do you go, okay, if my doctor says take this medication, side effect is going to be dehydrating my body, may have a problem where the headache I'm taking medication for, can it become from something else naturally?
And you know what? That's how the Japanese think.
It's different. I don't know.
So in America, we're a pill for every ill type of nation, right?
Yes.
It's Western medicine, right? We get a headache, we bump our knee, we do anything. We're like, okay, where's the Tylenol? Where's the Advil?
Yeah.
Where's this? Where's that, right? In Japan, they get a headache and they think, okay, where did that come from? I must drink more water. I'm probably dehydrated. Maybe there's too much smog. Maybe it's something I ate earlier. They're talking about preventative maintenance. And you're talking about the people that live the longest in the world, right? So that's a big key thing right there. So, I mean, you're talking about, we all know this. Our whole body is made up of water.
Huge.
We're over 75% water when we're born. We're about 50% to 45% water when we die. That's why when we're born, we look like a grape. And when we die, we look like a raisin.
That's sad.
There's a connection there. Okay, there's a connection there. Water is life. If your body is made up of about 37 trillion cells, knowing that every single one of them needs water... Water is one of the most overlooked things when it comes to true health and wellness.
When I look at, too, and there's a couple books out there, Dr. Chestnut is one that rings the bell for wellness paradigm and the approach to wellness, is when you get sick, do you ask yourself first, is there toxin in my body, or do I have deficiency? Two things to look for. Okay. Wow. At that point, if that's your first choice, do you give yourself 24 hours or even 48 hours to replace that deficiency or remove the toxin? And if you don't, you run right to the doctor or right to the medicine cabinet to figure out what's going to be for your headache or back pain, whatever it is. You're doing yourself a disservice. You're breaking down your body faster. So realize, if we don't focus on hydration as a number one thing when we are healthy, in good state of health, when we're not sick or absent sickness for one too, how do we make our body unhealthy by being dehydrated? That's my key. Okay, when I look at that approach, is are we toxic? Are we deficient? How do we look at that first and then go from there? Okay, if we don't have that, then go see your doctor. Maybe something else is going on. But give yourself a window, sometimes a day or 2 days. Okay, I'm going to have a headache today. I'm going to rehydrate my body. Yep. Make sure I take out my dehydrators like coffee or sugars. At that point, exactly, sodas are huge. Huge. I mean, Gatorade. 120 grams of sugar in that one too.
Yes.
So how do you reduce those things? Then rehydrate your body. Get your body become less toxic. Okay, now 24 hours later, I still have something going on. Then go see your doctor.
Yep.
But be your own doctor first, own health advocate. Like I tell my patients too, so you know what to do before. And that's why these videos are so important. These videos are so important for me. At that point, it tells me how do I treat my body, how to have my own first aid kit first when I'm healthy to stay healthy, when I'm not healthy to get healthy on my own first. So I don't toxic up with medications. Getting on medications may be good for some things down the line, but on a daily basis, with all just talking about too, and even with detoxifications too, we focus so much of that. But why not keep ourselves healthy the whole time? You know, and when foods we eat too, the same thing with our foods. With our foods, if a soup is made in bad water, how does it affect the soup?
I mean, think about that, guys. Think about the last time you cooked.
Top of my head.
You know, think about the last time you cooked rice or pasta, or maybe you made some mashed potatoes, just boiling a bunch of potatoes.
Does it affect the nutrients of the food?
I mean, think about this. You're taking your tap water, which is known to have all these contaminants in it, and you're boiling it straight into your pasta, straight into your rice. That's why I think there's so many different uses for this device.
Okay, it's for everything.
I mean, yeah.
And with the device too, you're talking about is there's things to get there for one too. And a lot of it is I'm going to recommend at least try some of Aldrin's water and how it works. But a lot of it is if you have medical condition, why does water help someone with medical conditions?
So
kind of what talked up before, but in a certain example.
For instance, a lot of things that I like to bring up when I'm talking about health conditions or degenerative health conditions, that was the word I was looking for.
That was the one from before.
That was the one I lost it. But let's talk about gout, okay? Gout is just simply a buildup of uric acid inside the body. Acid reflux.
Elbow.
And you know, it's painful. It's painful for a lot of people.
I haven't had it yet, but my mom's had it and not good.
Acid reflux, I mean, it's in the name, acid buildup, diabetes, hyperketoacidosis, you're talking about cancer being a rapid oxidation of the body. So when you have water that has all three of those aspects, it's kind of like a car. Your car's going to need oil, gas, and water. You know, can it run without one of the three? Absolutely. But I mean, pretty soon you're going to get a hiccup in your giddy up, you know? So same thing with your body, right? You need to take care of your body because this is the most amazing machine and vehicle that's going to get you where you want to go in life, right?
Huge.
So this water, you know, the antioxidants itself are going to fight those free radical cells.
Huge.
It's going to be a natural anti-inflammatory, anti-aging properties with the antioxidants, right? Secondly, you have the alkalinity of the water. That's a big buzzword right now. Everybody's talking about alkaline water, right?
What is that?
And you can go to the store right now. You can probably buy a gallon of alkaline water, you know, $5, $6, $4 a gallon. And see, meanwhile, people are complaining about gas prices, but they don't really realize how expensive this water is, right?
Upsets me.
Turn that bottle around and look at the ingredients. And the first question you want to ask yourself is, why does my water have ingredients? You know, sodium bicarbonate, calcium chloride, sulfite, you know, potassium, magnesium, all
why
this
do
stuff.
Why do they do that?
Because that water has to be chemically altered. It needs to be chemically balanced. That's how they make it alkaline. So if you guys want alkaline water, grab your Aquafina, grab your Dasani, grab your Smart Water, and put some baking soda in it. Boom. It's alkaline. That's sodium bicarbonate.
What?
Is that going to do anything for you? Absolutely not. It has no health benefits to you. And since these are actually rock-based minerals, they don't break down inside the body, right? So you're talking about 5-10 years of drinking this stuff, gallbladder stones,
kidney stones. Yes.
It's terrible. So the idea, and not only that, since it is chemically balanced, when you drink this water, by the time it touches your stomach, it's already acidic again. Because you're talking about a chemical change as compared to Kangen water being a molecular change. You know, the water is alkalized through the process of ionization, right?
So a lot of it is going to be how do we get our body to a better alkaline state, but also fight off the acidic the acidic foods that we normally eat anyways.
Exactly.
And use that as a way to deter that and also fight some medical conditions. If we have a gout or something like that, use that water and certain quality of water so our body can get healthier, then stay in a healthier state.
So yeah, exactly. So the idea is get this good alkalized water into your body. I know a big one right now is 9.5 pH.
Yeah,
because a good healthy pH of your body, your blood, is typically 7.2 to 7.4. So people are like, well, why am I drinking 9.5? Well, because 90% of what you're eating and drinking is acidic.
You're already over here in the acidic level.
Oh,
you have
to
get back here. If there's neutral, zero,
you're trying to
get back over here.
You're trying to balance yourself out, right?
And I love French fries. I'm like, maybe once in a while, but I'm going to stay
over
here.
It's the French fries. It's the burritos.
Yeah.
It's the tacos. It's all that stuff. It's the burgers. I mean, the soda is the most acidic stuff that you can have.
Oh, gosh.
You're talking about...
It tastes sick, doesn't it?
I
don't drink soda because it actually burns my throat.
Exactly. So soda, you're talking about the sports drinks. The worst thing we found is energy drinks like Rockstar, Monster, Gatorade, that type of stuff.
Red Bull's okay though, right?
No, you definitely want to stay away from that stuff, right? Not only is it extremely acidic, but it's extremely oxidizing, right? So it's actually going to speed up the aging process of your body.
So why do they give you more energy though, those type of drinks?
I mean, me personally, I think that the energy drinks give you energy simply because they put ginseng and taurine in it.
Exactly.
There's
and the sugar too.
Chemicals. There's sugar. I mean, go home right now and eat a bunch of spoonfuls of sugar, or you've seen your kids do
You'll
it with
go
the
here.
With the sugar high, right?
And then
crash.
Bye-bye.
Right? So, I mean, you could do that with candy. You could do it with you could do it with any of those things. It's going to give you those things because they naturally emit those types of the neurotransmitters in your brain.
Well, they shoot you up, but once you lose that chemical reaction,
serotonin,
that bond for one too, then it drops you to a basically a stress state. So your hormones will actually want to, when you're stressed, to eat bad foods, eat dehydrating foods, eat
you
things that keep you more in acidic state for
more.
One too. So it maintains that level of stress hormones, level of stress chemistry, so you stay over here. So if you want to become less stressed, again, this correlation hypothesis is drink better water, eat better foods, work out so you get your relaxation hormones, your endorphins, serotonins to increase over here to get things to shift over to the not only the better basic pH side for 1-2, but also you get your body to become here and stay here. So part of drinking water, eating better foods, working out, the big picture for me is how do I do things I do every day at a better quality at a cost of maybe a couple more bucks. But in a sense, I know I'm getting this versus buying a Fiji water, which I have no problem with Fiji water, but is it really better for me? If it's not, which Alden has proven, why not come over here, spend a better quality water, or at least get good quality water for one to maintain that?
I believe it's an investment. It's an investment for your health. I mean, a big question that my friend asked me when I first learned about this was, how much is your family's health worth? You know, it is an investment. So we always talk about changing your water, change your water, change your life, right? It's a compound effect. It's a ripple effect. I mean, a lot of people, I see them, they start with the water. You know, they have more energy. They're sleeping better. They're flushing all that toxic waste out of the body, so they're not fatigued anymore. And then I see them, they start to walk the dog more. They start to think about other lifestyle changes. They start to walk the dog more. Now they have more energy. Maybe they'll start going to the gym. Maybe they'll start cutting out all this processed foods. Maybe they'll start focusing more on organic. Which, by the way, still has pesticides.
A lot is going to be how do we live a simple life and not spend a lot of money on stuff.
So,
but be whatever we're going to spend it on, make sure it's quality for
absolutely.
Us. Not buy into because it has this name on there or this bottle, whatever it is, to this. Because right now there's a big thing with certain bottles have certain brands or names or quality that are better for you or just a brand trendy thing. You're spending money on stuff. A bottle, for example, might be $20. This is, I think I got this for like $5, something like that. Like
$9,
5 years ago. Again.
$9, and I've had like countless, maybe hundreds, if not thousands of gallons of water go through it. So, I mean, it's just one thing. So, what I figured is this. This is the bottom line.
Yeah.
I realized everybody's going to drink water anyway. I'm going to buy water anyway. So, either I'm going to pay for it, and I'm going to buy water bottles for the rest of my life.
Painful.
or I'm going to invest into something where it will actually save me money because my family and I have never had to buy water again in almost 2.5 to 3 years.
Right? And it's a lifestyle change because then you realize you're not going to go to the store and buy a case of water every week.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, when I run out of water, I go to my kitchen. Yeah. You know, when other people run out of water, they had to go to the store, go to Costco, right?
Sam's Club.
And sometimes it's crazy because I see people leaving Costco with like pallets of water bottles.
What are they doing?
I feel like pulling one of those bottles and like hitting them over the head with it. Like, because I feel silly. I feel silly because I actually used to buy that stuff and I didn't realize how expensive it was. So either way, you're going to pay for it, right? But Dasani or Aquafina, they're never going to come to you and say, hey, you know what? You've been a loyal customer of ours for 15 years now. We got you covered.
No. We're going to give you stock options.
No, you're going to buy water for the rest of your life. So
that's how they make money, right?
If everyone drinks water, why not drink the best? Why not make an investment for you and your family? This medical device that goes right there in your kitchen, you never have to buy water again. I mean, just besides the drinking water, really quick, Tony, I mean, this machine makes 5 different types of water. So you're going to have a lot of health improvement in terms of, you know, being able to get rid of your pesticides with your fruits.
Well, I mean, for example, you're cleaning foods for one, too, cleaning your dishes for one, too. You keep your overall household healthy, not just what you put in your body.
And then it even makes water that is so strong that it actually kills bacteria faster than bleach and chlorine. So now your family can use, like, hand sanitizer and, you know, cleaning your house chemical-free. I mean, there's another one called Beauty Water. It's the same pH as your skin, so women love that one because it's facial toner. So all in all, it's going to save you money, and it's like one of the best investments that you can make, especially in terms of your family's health.
And there's more topic we'll talk about in our second video, which will hopefully happen soon. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is now, how do we understand what water is, find a better quality for you, talk to Alden, you'll get information in the show notes, his phone number, you can drop off some water for you, pick it up for two. A lot of it is try different things. Make sure you keep yourself healthy and your family healthy, especially with kids. So your overall body stays healthy. That's the key. Then working out feels better. Then getting off medication feels better. So you're giving yourself a way to get off things, medications for one, to get yourself healthy on your own by doing your own due diligence.
Absolutely.
Okay. Go to the show notes. On the show notes, we're going to have his website, his information. Ask him a question. Contact him. Give him a call. His phone works 24/7.
Absolutely.
Okay, I've tried it, and it does work 24/7. Yep. So realize, ask more questions. How do you get yourself healthy in your family? This is the holidays coming up right now. See, a lot of us are strapped for cash. But realize, if we're going to do things to get healthier, do little things, little steps here and there, so overall your body can get healthier.
Absolutely.
Anything else for our first video so far?
I mean, I think the last thing that I would like to say is just, you know, just open your mind. You know, look into it. Do your research. Do your due diligence. I mean, for me, the thing is after I saw a demonstration, after I saw what the water did, especially for my family's health, you can't unsee it. You know, once you learn it, you can't unlearn it.
You're no longer naive.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, there's things you know. There's things you don't know. There's things you don't know you don't know. So when you start to learn more about water and the importance of it and all the factors that it plays in your health, I would never go back. And I'm excited because I know that my family, I mean, I don't have children yet, but when I do, I know for a fact that they will never have to know the struggle of drinking bottled, toxic, acidic water. I won't let my family touch that ever.
Because he knows too much.
Because I know. Because I know. And I'm blessed. I'm grateful.
That's it. Alden, anything else so far for the first one?
I think that's great. Like I said, Tony, I can definitely help out anybody out there. If they ever have questions, reach out to me. I'm sure he'll give you my contact information. I live right here in Rancho Cucamonga. I service all of the Inland Empire, and I always tell people, hey, my name's Aldrin Vicente. People are my business, the world is my office, and God is my boss.
All right. Thank you all for another quick spine show, and have a good day.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course.
You
got it. That's all it is, man. It's getting the word out there so people understand how to get healthier. That's the key, right?
Yep. That's it.
Hope this podcast helped you understand that not only is it important to have quality water, like quality food, but also understanding that it's not about the bottle you put it in. It's about the source of the water, how much you drink, and how you store the water. This podcast, again, is to help you live a simple, healthy life without spending thousands of dollars on things that you may not need, or doing things like drinking quality water if you are on medications, especially chronically, and using water and dehydration or rehydrating your body as a first defense against sickness. As I talked about in this interview, either our body is toxic or deficient, causing sickness. Along with other interviews, hope this one helps you understand an idea to give you the first aid kits you need to maintain so you can stay healthy on your own. Hope this and other podcasts we've done in the past helps you give those simple things to understand what is health, especially for you versus somebody else, and give you at least a mental first aid kit what to do if you do get sick or injured. And don't forget to contact Aldrin for your free water. At that point, test it out. See if it's something you want to do for you and your family. Again, we thank all our listeners for listening to this podcast as we grow our audience. Make sure you go to the bottom of our post, show notes to this podcast, and leave a review. We love those. You can contact on our Crooked Spine Show Facebook, even on our YouTube, and other contact information. And in our show notes, we'll have Aldrin's information, how to contact him directly through his Instagram, Facebook, or cell phone number, which he answers all the time. I've checked. So make sure you drink good quality water from a good source. Have a great day, and we'll see you in the next podcast.